Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick T. Bartolo. This is episode 1447, recorded December 17th, 2013. Boom, boom, balloon. The GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere, on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Visit HuluPlus.com/twit to start your free 2-week trial. And now, get ready for Dick! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here on this, our very last GizWiz of 2013!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
and their pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing blue and LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the throw cam in living Technicolor! Hey, we're having our Festivus party in the back there. Like, got the aluminum pole, the airing of grievances. Do you see that? The toothpick bird.
Yes.
The spork.
And the GizWiz knitted a ball thing.
Yeah.
Oh, there.
It's about
gone,
time they blew that up.
The smithereens.
Howie Woo made this for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Howie Woo. He made me a... Howie is a great cartoonist, but then eventually he got it, for some reason, he got into crocheting. So it made me a toothpick bird, a spork, and there I am on the ball. But what he didn't do is give me a dick. I mean, you. He didn't do you.
Wait, whoa.
Oh, you have you. That's awesome.
There you go.
Thank you, Howie Woo. How
yeah,
do
this is
you
like
do?
For our 500th show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
what do you mean this is the last of 2013?
Well, next week is Christmas Eve. We're
doing
a best of show. No, of course, we're doing the best of.
Oh, okay.
And then the following week is New Year's Eve. And, of course, we're going to do a show. I guess we are going to do a show.
We are going to do a show.
It'll be 2013 still. See, the problem is our New Year's Eve, our 24 hours of New Year's, starts with New Year Day. New Year's Day, you know, the countdown to New Year's to 2014 in Kamchatka Peninsula and New Zealand. So I have the list right here. So I will have already celebrated the arrival of 2014. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times by the time the GizWiz is on.
Okay, but it'll be 2013 in Petaluma.
In Petaluma and in New York, but around the world, we're already almost halfway into New Year's. So.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a normal show, but it should be something special for us, you know, ending...
A long relationship. We're breaking up after many years.
We're
breaking
up the band. Relationship.
No.
We're just going to live apart and just see how it works.
We're going to have separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
3,000 miles apart.
Yeah. yeah, because Chad's going to be taking over the show starting January 7th. That's exciting.
Yes.
And but I'm gonna come in from time to time and bring in gadgets.
You also have to come in for the anniversary show.
I'll come in at least for that. Yeah. Once a year, I think I can do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Dick, how are you today?
I'm good. And you, sir?
You said it was a little slushy. You know what? It's chilly here, but we're having beautiful weather. Crisp, clear fall days. You know, it's still fall.
I know. Until Sunday.
And then all of a sudden, it's winter.
Yeah. But then we get the shortest day of daylight, and then we slowly crawl our way back to some decent daylight time.
It starts to turn around.
I can't wait for that.
That's awesome. We do what we do on this show. We give you gadgets, lots of them. And really, the main reason I'm going to stop doing the show is I've run out. I'm going to dump on you all of the gadgets so that, because I know many of these gadgets that Jeff Needles got us are really meant for the holiday stocking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're stocking gadgets. So I'll show you a bunch of gadgets, and I think you and I are going to play a little game.
We're going to play a little game as our third gadget.
All right.
We're starting out with, I don't know if Scott sent this to you, but, you know, for years, Scott would come out with new jackets that had more and more pockets. And I think he's totally run out of ideas. So now he's just selling pockets. I'm serious. He has something new called the blackout pocket.
Ooh.
So the blackout pocket is basically a Faraday cage. So it's lined with RFID armor material.
Wow.
And you put your wallet in there, and it's a standalone pouch. And then you put that pocket in your pocket. And then somebody who's running around trying to pull information from your wallet or will not be able to do it. So he has three different levels. He has what he's called blackout pocket number one. That guards your wallet, your passport, and credit cards from RFID skimmers. And he said in his email that a lot of foreign countries now have digital pickpocketing on the rise.
Those foreign countries.
Yes, yes.
I tell them.
Then level two, industrial grade. This is, you put your cell phone in there along with your wallet. And within 3 to 5 seconds, there is no service, no GPS, no way to track you. Not even the NSA will find you. And then he says, level three, email us. It's only for law enforcement and government agencies.
Wait a minute. It's sold out and...
You know what? I think...
They've only had one.
You know what? I'm wondering if they haven't put them online yet, because I had heard that the regular, the level one was going to be $20, but they were going to introduce it at $15. The level two was going to be $40, but they were going to introduce it at $30. And level three, I don't know the price, because I'm not a law enforcement government agency.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's bizarre.
So, you know, I think the other reason that this is timely is Apple's announcement of iBeacon, because what Apple said is that any iOS device since the iPhone 4S is also a transmitter, not merely a potential recipient of iBeacon information, but actually can transmit using Bluetooth LE that you're there, your location and information about you. Now, you would have to set it up, but I think it's, I think what that's going to do is stimulate a lot of nervousness about Bluetooth low energy, because it's always on and it doesn't, you know, you don't have to do the pairing thing, just having the thing is enough. So my suspicion is that's really what's going to drive this. RFID is, you know, unless you have special equipment, you have to really be quite close to it, but this Bluetooth LE is designed to work over 30 or 50 feet.
So the level two for that would be good. And they're kind of weird looking. Jason, can you just cut that one close-up camera? I do.
Yeah.
So some Scotty vests already have liners that are set up for hook and loop. So if you slide this into one of those jackets, it will use this hook and loop.
AKA Velcro.
Yes, yes, exactly, okay. Exactly. I guess they're not using actual Velcro because they keep referring to
Velcro's a trademark, right. So it's...
Exactly. Yeah. But if you don't need them, they just peel off. And then the inside of the pocket is that, you know, metal kind of meshy thing, flexible, and that's what will block anything from getting out of the pocket.
Ooh, you know, that immediately changed your lights to green.
It's spooky.
Ooh.
Whoa.
What is going on?
You know what? I'm just wondering if the NSA is already looking at my camera.
So this is effectively a metallic fabric.
That's exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is. I actually am going to broil a turkey in it.
I think I'm going to use it for sun tanning.
Yes, exactly. The great thing is I can boil a turkey and broil a turkey, and Myra will never know because it'll be blocked out by the blackout pocket. So anyway, check his website later because, as I said, I think it says sold out because they haven't activated the links yet.
That would make sense. It's called
It's called the Blackout Pocket.
Blackout Pocket.
Right. So it's scottyvest.com/blackout.
Wow. Now, I think it was last week on Mac Break Weekly, Andy Iannocco's pick of the week was something very similar. Third party sells it. Roughly the same cost.
Okay.
So, and I think probably using the same material because Scott even says this is a special kind of material.
Yes. I think it's called armor and it's a trademark.
As
armor, A-R-M-O-R.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. And they do also do something kind of clever, is that the package it comes in meets the TSA requirements for your carry-on of liquids. So it's a dual purpose.
But now they can't, I would guess they can't see into it with their X-ray machines, right?
Not into the blackout pocket.
Right.
But I mean, the plastic pocket that they send you, that they send the block pack. The blackout pocket.
Oh, you mean the Ziploc bag that it comes in? Oh, okay.
Is TSA regulation size for carrying on your little 3 ounce and less liquids. So,
and what is the difference between level 2 and level 3?
Well, we don't know because it just says level 3 is for government. I think it's a big pocket that just goes over you. And then you can go anywhere in the world and no one knows you're there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This is blocks RFID cell NG. So you could also, you know what you could also do is put your cell phone in it. It'd be like airplane mode.
Two.
Yeah,
right.
GPS signals. Cool. Yeah. Passports, which have RFID in them now. Well, if you phone home, you just stick your face into the bag.
That's it. That's it.
Totally off the grid in 3 to 5 seconds. 0 bars, untrackable by satellite. That is kind of neat.
Huh. Oh, it does get. Oh, okay. I didn't see that. So there is what level 3 is.
Well, I just clicked the link. It doesn't tell you much more. In fact, it looks like it's pretty much the same thing as level 2. So
it does. So there's got to be. Oh, $80. There's got to be something really special.
It says on it. I'm a air marshal, is what.
Oh,
that's
don't
how you know.
Don't screw with me.
Don't mess
I'm
with
a
me.
Level 3 person.
Security. Remember who was it that had that jacket? It was Alex Lindsay. So they have detachable Velcro. Hook and loop badges on there, and he got one that said security. He says nobody ever searches your bags after that. He says it goes right through airport security. I guess they don't want to find any weapons, so they just, get out of here.
It saves time. Then it means paperwork.
No, right. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's me in the chat room. Says level 3 equals Harry Potter's invisibility cloak. I would buy. That'd be worth $80. All right. Gadget number 2.
Gadget number 2 is a Gizwiz video of the week. And... I got so emotional thinking we're just going to do this one more time.
This is the last time ever.
Let's go find out about fake TV.
The Bartolo Mads and his writer and the Gizwiz.
Okay.
With another one-take theater here on Twit.
Okay.
How to avoid being robbed. Crooks look for dark houses.
Okay.
In hotels, they look for dark rooms.
Yes.
We're pretending we're in a hotel. In this room, we're going to pick the lock.
Oh, good.
We're going to open the door. See, now this is a bad sign.
Wait a minute. The light's on. He's watching TV.
Someone's in there watching TV.
Yeah.
I'll see what
they're
watching.
Flickering? Yeah.
Oh, they're watching Match Game.
Yeah.
No, they're watching match game and they sound asleep. What kind of a fan is that? Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
What
they're
is it?
They're not watching anything. They're watching fake TV. I'm going to turn some more light on in here and show you.
That's the silliest
you
thing I ever saw.
About fake TV. This is what it looks like. This little guy here. And all it does is LEDs, pulsating LEDs.
Of course, you
patterns.
Could just leave the TV on.
And the object is you
yeah,
set it up
takes
so
two
it
watts.
Shines on a wall or the ceiling or behind a Venetian blinds. And someone, the crook.
It's just my luck, the crook could steal the fake TV.
It's way more effective than just having a timer turn a lamp on or off. On the top, you can't see it here because it's very...
I think the RoboCop in your bathroom is probably more of a deterrent.
That's true.
Dusk plus 7 hours or on all the time. And what that does is this little eye here will turn the unit on at dusk. When it gets dark, it'll go on for 4 hours or go on for 7 hours and then shut off. Or you can leave it on all night. Uses very little power. I think it said like 2 watts, pretty much what a nightlight would burn. A couple of different versions. About 5 years ago on the Gizwiz, we had a fake TV. And few complaints on Amazon, it wasn't bright enough. So the new version of fake TV is said to be 3 times brighter than the original one. A couple of different companies sell fake TV. This one is from Voss, V-A-A-S.
Voss!
So this is Voss fake
up.
TV. Basically, you know, in the pictures, they all look identical. They all have the exact same controls on the back. So perhaps they all come from the same company and are just branded. So my guess is just buy the cheapest one you can find online. I got mine on the deal of the day for $18.
Whoa!
So that's it. Fake TV. And there is a warning that wherever you put it, the burglar should not be able to look in
and see
and
the
see
fake
the
TV. That seems pretty obvious.
It's not a real TV. Hey, Vito, is that a real TV
it
in there?
It looks awfully small.
But in New York City, because apartments are so small, this is sold as a widescreen TV. anyway, that's it. Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. And, oh, my wallet's gone. Damn that fake TV.
Fake TV stole your wallet. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. It does. It is effective, and I think it's more effective than a lamp,
yeah.
which would just be a steady light.
Yeah. Or just a barking dog recording.
A barking. Oh, remember?
Yeah.
Fine. Sharper image. The barking dog. Yes, exactly. The barking dog. It was called Watchdog.
Mm.
And it sent out rays through the door. And the closer someone got to your door, the louder it barked.
I love that.
Yeah. I have to find that. I still have it at the warehouse.
So now your watchdog is watching fake TV and you're completely safe.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because my wallet is in the blackout pocket, and even if they get in,
they can't see it. It's invisible. Bark off.
Bark.
Bark off.
I like it. I like
it. Yeah, bark off. Well, that's an interesting idea, an interesting fake TV. There it is on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Yeah.
And this is.
I wish, you know, let's get a burglar on the show, and he can tell us if he does, in fact, pay attention to things like.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
a light or a TV or a fake barking dog, fake gunshots, fake halt, police, anything fake, if that fools them.
Yeah. Alec Lindsay's security jacket hanging in the window,
that
I think,
probably
is
works.
Deterrent right there.
I always have an NRA sticker in my door.
Okay, that's good.
That's a good one. That's
Member
good,
of the National Rifle Association, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I don't even think real car alarms are much of a deterrent these days.
No. I saw a car driving down the street in San Francisco. The guy was driving it was saying, burglar, burglar, burglar. And he was driving just, burglar. And what you figure is, I don't think he's stealing the car. He's just, his alarm won't go off. But maybe he was. But what am I going to do?
Right.
Chase him down by foot? Hey, yeah. You, burglar, burglar, burglar. I don't know.
No, you just have to ask nice. Say, excuse me, sir, but are you a burglar or is your alarm malfunction?
This car protected by Magnum 44. Actually, they break in to steal the gun if you do that. So.
Oh, that is bad. Yeah. Good point.
I could say, I have a gun, but I don't have any ammunition. That's the neighbor's house. Go next door. I don't know.
I don't know.
It seems to me, well, again, I think our chat room is full of reprobates. Anybody in there, an actual burglar, could fill us in? You can, you know, you're anonymous. We won't say anything. No, do we have a video? We have a video for Barkoff.
Is it called Barkoff?
Bert says, here's the video for Barkoff. Put to the test.
Can't find a way to stop a barking dog. A product called
Barkoff. Oh, this is to stop a barking dog.
Can keep
dog.
The peace for $10, but before you spend your money, we let Jesse buy it.
Oh, this is to stop it from barking.
These are Jennifer English's babies.
Yeah. We know these don't work because that's around. Why Steve has created the portable dog killer. That works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you're leaving the show.
No, portable dog killer does not actually hurt the dog in any way. It's just a very loud sound, and the dog goes, I don't like that, and leaves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's harmless.
Okay.
Harmless.
Okay.
Although I noticed that he did suddenly stop development of it.
And you also realize Ozzy hasn't been home in 4 days.
Yes. No. Hey, let's take a break, and when we're going to come back, we're going to. I don't want to burst your bubble, but maybe I'll burst your balloon. We'll show you the boom boom balloon in just a bit. But first, a word from Lynda.com, an online learning company. Well, that seems like. An online, that's nothing. It's much more than an online learning. It is Lynda Wyman's amazing site with over 2,000 courses, hundreds of thousands of quality videos. You can learn all sorts of stuff, software like Excel and PowerPoint and WordPress and QuickBooks. You can learn how to take better pictures or shoot DSLR video, record for records, songwriting. There's all sorts of great stuff there. And, of course, even soft skills like things like time management and negotiation. You'll improve your skills. You'll learn new software. You'll keep up with technology. And all for one low monthly rate gives you full access to the entire catalog. New courses added just this week. WordPress 3.8 new features. You run a WordPress blog. This would be very helpful. In fact, I'll be watching that one when I get home tonight. Distributing iOS applications through the App Store. How about this one? You would like this, Jason. Live sound engineering techniques from the sound guy who does Rush. You're actually on tour with Rush.
That's pretty awesome.
Is that not awesome? Geddy Lee microphoning and the Foundations of Photography Flash. Those were added this week. That's Brent Carpenter's course. I mean, this is great stuff. Best of all, you get access to the entire library for just $25 a month. Working professionals doing the teaching, expert teachers, as well as people at the top of their field. So you cannot learn from somebody better than Brent here. This is awesome. This is the audio rigging, how they do the trusses.
Drop that way. It basically takes the cable all the way upstage to give a nice clean look to the stage. It will be picked up by 2 half-ton motors, one on the upstage, one on the downstage.
This is so awesome. I would never do this, but I'm going to watch this.
I would watch it, yeah.
Is that cool? And you can see how well produced it is. Every video has an accompanied transcription, so you can search through the transcription to find the part of the video you want to watch. All the content is curated. It is structured so you can learn from start to finish or jump to the part you need to know. Easy to follow, easy to learn, and you can watch it on your computer, your tablet, your mobile device. Pick up, leave off on one, pick up where you left off on the other. Wouldn't this be a great gift? If you have a teenager, a family member who wants to learn, give the gift of learning this year. A gift membership to Lynda.com. Here's the deal. Go to Lynda, Lynda.com/gizwiz. There is a gift membership link at lynda.com/gizwiz. And while you're there, you can get a 7-day trial where you can watch any video, take any course free for the first week. Lynda.com, lynda.com/gizwiz, for access to the entire library for an entire week. And I think for a holiday gift What a great idea. What a great idea. My son uses Logic. I think, you know, giving him the gift of Linda and he can just study Logic, you know, at his leisure. It's just everything there is fabulous. LYNDA.com/GizWiz. They're talking in the chat room about the Powerball. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I guess it could be a $1 billion jackpot.
$1 billion.
Wow.
Right. And the odds go up too. It's you're more likely to be hit by an asteroid. That's what they said.
No, it's true. Because when it kind of evens out. See, people get excited about the giant jackpot, so more people buy, and it really pretty much evens out that if you were you won a smaller jackpot, you'd get just as much money as a share of a giant jackpot.
Yeah.
But that's not why people play that stuff.
No, they're just...
They just want to win $1 billion.
Exactly.
It isn't Powerball. Yeah. It's Mega Millions, the anti-Powerball. Let me get my Powerball here. We're going to play with... this is gadget number three.
Gadget number three, exactly.
I don't know what the hell is going on here. This is scary looking.
It's from a company, game company Spin Master. Oh, they did a nice job setting it up.
Oh, yeah, so, look. Yeah. There's a face on it.
Yep, face on it. Boom, boom, balloon. So you have to pick someone there to play it. I'm going to give you like a shortcut on how to play it.
Okay, give me the rules.
Okay, so basically you roll your there's a die that comes with it.
Yep, I got it right here.
Okay, so you roll the die.
Okay.
Who's going to play with you?
Who's going to play Boom Boom Balloon with me? Come on, boys and girls, it's fun. Alex Gumpel. The Flow Master.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Here he is, Boom Boom Balloon guy. So what
and
do we
Dennis,
do?
If you're upstairs, UPS is at the door.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's play Here's While We Wait for
okay,
Dick.
Okay, can you do it? Can
yeah,
I
go
grab
ahead.
The package?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Boy, this guy's insistent. See, of course, Myra is not there right now. Myra, where are you?
I have to sign for this. Okay.
Did you bring him upstairs?
No, he's in the studio.
Okay. Wait a minute. Quick, go to the Gizwiz cam.
My normal UPS guy knows that I have to sign for stuff, but... okay.
Do we have the Disneyland cam?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The Disneyland cam.
Let's see what's going on. I got it right here. Hold on. Don't let him go. I want to see him. Is this the pro? Is this the new one? SS Disneyland 2? No, wait a minute. Is this it?
No, the Disneyland 2.
That's raining on the boat. Oh, here we go. Oh, who's that guy?
That's Dennis and the UPS guy.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
He doesn't look happy to be there. You know, you're on the air, sir. Hello, sir. Oh, dear.
He's gone. Okay, so boom, boom, balloon. You roll. Just roll the die.
Where did the die go?
And then I'm going to show you a real quick way to play it.
Okay, I'm going to roll the die.
Okay, right.
Okay, it landed under the toothpick bird. I got a 3.
A 3. Okay, so now you have to push those sticks in till they click 3 times. Either one stick...
One stick three times.
Or you can do one and one. Yeah,
okay.
Whatever you want.
One.
So one.
Ooh.
And
one. Boom, two, boom, right. Balloon.
And one.
Oh, okay. Now it's Alex's turn.
And you know what? It's easy to speed it up. Just each keep doing 3 clicks.
No. Come on. Roll the die. We got to make this real.
Yep. He's doing it real. Okay.
2. You get 2. Okay.
2 anywhere, Alex. It can be 2 separate clicks. 1.
Oh, this is fun. I like this game. I got 3.
Oh, my word.
1. 2. Oh, this is exciting.
Suspense is killing
3.
Me.
Okay.
Now, he's
got 2.
Balloons can take a lot because I played it at a party, and it can really deform.
Are you saying this could go on for hours?
Sort of.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying if you want to speed it up, you can.
I get 3 again.
You're big at the 3.
1. 2.
3.
Okay, Alex is getting nervous.
Alex is a chicken. Every time
one
step back.
This is not. This is two.
I kind of feel like the balloon needs to be filled with something.
Two. Yeah.
So
it
when it
filled
pops,
with water.
Gasoline.
Gasoline.
Two. One.
Or whipped cream.
Oh.
Here, don't worry. There you go.
That is so funny.
It's not boom boom balloon. It's kind of
balloon. Just boom ba balloon.
Okay, Alex. You're
Leo, you win.
I'm the champion of boom boom balloon.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's
under $20. I like this game. This is really cute. So then it comes with a few balloons.
It comes with 10 balloons.
Okay.
And you can use a regular balloon, but a regular balloon goes really fast. These are a little bit tougher.
Oh, they're special toughened balloons.
And has a face on it.
So here's how you do it, Leo. It's got to go through the base first.
First,
right. You've got to blow up.
So you blow it up in the thing.
The bait. Right, exactly.
There you go.
And it actually says in the instructions to use a balloon.
Always use a balloon pump.
What a balloon pump.
A balloon pump? Where do you get those?
I have no idea.
Oh, you mean dad?
It says never blow up the balloon.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't. I should retract the sticks before blowing up balloon.
You know what? The easiest way is to push the sticks all the way through. Oh, there you go.
This is too much work. Boom, boom, balloon.
Okay.
Now, how much would you pay?
You get the idea.
All right, so I'm going to put this. The reset is a little bit complicated.
Yes.
They need to come up, you know, with like a...
an quick, automatic reset.
Quick, like, Connect Four style. Just... actually, ooh, this is kind of a thrill. Uh-oh.
Well, you can put the sticks in after the balloon's in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crap. I keep pushing it more than once.
Yeah.
That's dumb. You started it, Dick. You're going to have to sit there and watch.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Wait, let me go see if there's another delivery guy I can talk to.
Here's where we wait for boom, boom. Here's where we wait for boom, boom, balloon. So who set this up originally?
I did.
And do you think that your small children would enjoy this, Jason Howell?
I don't know. They
played it a few times.
Yeah, they probably played
it's
a couple of times.
Toys.
I think my 4-year-old would just want to pop the balloon, period.
Oh, okay.
There would be no game to it. Once she understood that all you had to do is poke the thing into the balloon and it popped, she'd probably just...
Oh, there you go, Leo. Perfect.
Oh, God.
All right, well, now you really... All right, that's enough.
Now, that's going to make... This is a special...
This is a really
fast... Advanced edition.
That's good.
Boom, boom, balloon.
This is... this is good.
She really doesn't... She doesn't look too happy. All right, Chad.
Oh, boy.
Boom, boom, my balloon.
You want me to roll first?
Yeah, you roll first.
Here we go.
Wow, so good we're doing it twice.
One.
Okay, now I am standing back. Ooh, he who goes first laughs last.
That's almost like three balloons.
Three.
Well.
Okay, one.
Nice knowing you, Leo.
Two. Three. That was fun. You know what? I like this game. It's maybe more for 18 and over.
I took it to
it could be a drinking game. Party. Yeah.
Be good for, we'll save that for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, you bring it back out again.
It'd boom, boom, balloon. And how much is that? That's fun.
It's under $20. I think Toys R Us had it on special for $15.
Yeah, they have it for $15.
You know, as many people could play this as you want, because you just take turns, right?
Oh, there you go. Toys R Us, it's still $15 at Toys R Us.
Yeah. $14.99. I like that.
It's fun. And you can order more balloons from the company, or if you want to make a shorter game, just use regular balloons.
How much are balloons?
It seems
like you probably should just buy some cheap balloons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or
use an inner tube, and you could play it for maybe a year or two.
We got them pushed all the way in. Now what?
Now what?
Yeah. What? Boom, boom, balloon. Fill it with something, though, for extra fun. Gasoline, that was a good, Alex suggested. And then, you know, have an open flame nearby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
I think that'd be good. I think that's fun. I like that. Now, we had a lot of crap left over from Jeff Needles. I mean,
okay,
like an insane amount.
The crap king.
Oh, golly. Look at all this. So we're gonna just unveil some of the Jeff Needles crap stuff. We'll just go through a bunch of them here. But okay. I think a lot of these would be stocking stuffers. This is called...
We should save something for Chad.
Yeah, maybe. I don't want to use it all up, Chad, if you want to use it for your show.
It's up to you.
Well, I mean, don't you need some crap?
I get. Well, Jeff, we still have Jeff. He's not leaving.
Oh, no. And much to the consternation of everybody here, he's not leaving. So this, for instance, this is good. This is a because I know how much of a hardship it can be to hold a can of soda. Okay, is there a way to do this special?
You put the bottom on first, on last? And then you lift the top over the lid. I thought, but I could be
wrong. I think you do the top
first. Least.
Okay, don't try to do this after
this
you've
boom,
opened
it. Boom, boom, soda can.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's bottom first, and then you lift
maybe,
the top.
Maybe Canada Dry cans are just a little bit larger.
They're Canadian, so.
Yeah. Oh, they're metric, that's why.
Yeah, they just things differently.
Use this only
Canada.
With Imperial cans. This is not, I can't, boom, boom, balloon, ladies and gentlemen, $14.99.
Oh, wrong shot.
Do you have a shot of this thing, Jason? What's it called?
This is called, I don't know, the name rubbed
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
It's something irks.
Yeah, someone said it begins boom, with boom, K boom, and soda. It
irks, K blank, irks. Am I doing something wrong, really? Seriously, is there a...
Maybe the Canada Dry can is different, but I guess.
Oh, are beer cans smaller?
I don't think so.
Thanks for the suggestion.
This is way more convenient than just holding the can.
All right, so it's the instant beer stein. Thank you, Jeff Needles, in chat.
Okay, instant beer
care
stein.
Of us. Yes.
Can somebody get me a can of beer? Is it different with beer?
You know what? I think it's more the 1 hour.
Oh, it's
beer
for Red
stein.
Bull. That's it. It's
oh, it's totally for Red Bull.
If you drink
Bull.
Enough
oh, yeah.
Red Bull, you'll have it. You'll make it work.
I don't
put the
think
top
so.
On first, no matter what. Okay, Mr. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this will work. It goes right in, like easy as can.
See, piece of cake.
You need hook and loops.
Okay, come here. Come here, Burke.
We need an engineer on the double.
All right. Okay. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Oh, as easy as pie. Now try and get it off. Look at that.
Wow. And you know, you did that in under 20 minutes. I think that's a new record.
You know what's great about this, though? For lefties or righties.
Oh, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All that for $4.
I'm not joking.
Wow.
Burke really earned his keep today.
Oh, amazing.
Let me just blow the foam off the top.
Oh.
Mmm.
And it tastes better, too, doesn't it? Your hands aren't chilled.
The problem is I'm going to keep throwing it out every time I have a can of soda.
Oh, right. You have Burke come take it off.
Yeah, I know, Burke.
Don't leave, Burke. I'm not done with my can of soda. Don't go home yet.
How about Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty? It Crazy never dries out.
Aaron's. Okay.
Thinking, you can shatter it. It's silly putty. Do you know you can buy, what is silly putty really? There's an actual name for it. The material. And you can buy it. In fact, I've always wanted to do this. Let's do this. Wait a minute. Forget little tins of putty. You can buy 100-pound blocks of silly putty.
Really?
Yes.
And why would you want to do that?
So you'd have a lot.
Okay.
Puttyworld.com.
Puttyworld.
It's Putty's world. We just live in it. Oh, this is thinking putty. No. I want the massive. Let's see. Let's just say silly putty, massive quantities. world.com. Silly putty by the pound. Oh, hey, this is going to be our guest on Triangulation tomorrow, Kevin Kelly. So what Silly Putty is Dow Corning Dilutant Compound 3179.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can make it yourself, but you can also buy it by the pound. So Crayola, for instance, will sell you. Not anymore, they won't. The resource you're looking for has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just going to search for Dow Corning Dilutant Compound. I know a guy who bought like 100 pounds of this and put it in his cubicle. Huh? Well, here's the Dow Corning page. I wonder if you could buy it directly from Dow. Let's see. For use in the United States, data sheet downloads.
Not to be used as Silly Putty.
They don't. They no longer have the patent on it, right?
Oh.
So you can buy as much of it as you want. How about 50 pounds? Would that be enough? 50 pounds of Dow Corning Dilutant Compound 3179 Coral Putty. Here's what 50 pounds looks like.
Wow. Wow. Now I'm doing a web search.
Oh, you could drop it off the building.
Oh, this says Twit's name on it.
Yeah. Security post one.
So they've got people all around to catch it, because what you don't want to do when you buy 50 pounds of Dilutant Compound 3179 is have it bounce off down the street.
Into a car.
Into a car.
This could have been shot in Petaluma. Doesn't it look Petaluma-ish? Yeah.
This is from Fugly.com. I don't even... They're going to drop it off of a parking... No, a tall building. All right. There it goes. Oh, it smashed. It smashed. Now, that's one of the unique features of Dilutant Compound is it is both a solid and a liquid.
Wow.
It is, yeah. So. So.
That's more like semi-serious putty than silly.
I want to buy it. I want to buy it. I know a guy who did. And,
oh, my God, you killed putty. You bastard.
$22 a pound. The first pound.
Oh, that's a lot of money for 50 pounds. Holy cow.
Shipping limitations, none. Color, coral. Rebound percent, 80. Plasticity, 0.82. Specific gravity, 1.14 at 25 degrees centigrade. Slump. 0.5 inches.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Yeah.
That's too much slump.
We need better slump than that.
Slump. I'm not happy with the slump.
No.
Yeah. All right. Buy putty now. Here's a link. Oh, I can use Bitcoin. See, this is the Silk Road for Silly Putty.
Yeah, but Leah, look at how much 500 pounds, 50 pounds is.
It's $1,000 worth of putty. And $30 shipping.
Oh, no.
Should I buy
it? Amazon Prime, I'm not buying it.
Those poor people, they dropped it off the thing for $1,000 and all it did is shatter. So that's, don't drop it off the roof. I think we've learned something today.
Yeah. But so, now everybody can have a little bit of silly putty once you do that,
just put
right?
it back together. That's a good point. It's not exactly destroyed.
No.
Well, okay. So if it is $22 a pound and this is 3.2 ounces, okay, Google now, how much per pound is 3.2 ounces of silly putty if I... Whoa. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute.
That's not silly at all.
All right.
That, you know, I think you got the nun silly
con. What am I supposed to do? I think this is melted.
Oh.
No, it'll be fine.
Wait a minute. Wait one cotton picking minute. You know what you can't do anymore?
What?
Remember in the old days of Silly Putty, you'd lie it across the funny pages and it would pick up the funny pages?
Yeah.
There's no funny pages anymore. You can't even do that with Mad Magazine anymore.
Oh.
So apparently Jimbo says Thinking Putty, which this is more malleable than Silly Putty.
Oh.
It's heat sensitive.
So it's hyper.
So am I.
Put one piece in the freezer for a minute to make it very cold. While you're waiting to take it out, knead the other half in your hand to make it warm. Hold both pieces in your hand and slowly twist them together to make multicolored thinking putty.
Wow, that's really fun.
That's a thinking putty trick. Here, put some in the freezer. And later today, roll it out into a snake. Okay?
And then bring it out.
Yeah. Silly putty. Okay, well, this is thinking putty from Crazy Aaron.
Crazy Aaron's thinking putty.
It's,
okay.
They have a whole website. It's supposed to change colors. Jeff Neal says it changes colors depending on the temperature.
Oh.
What happens if we microwave it? Here, bring me the pages of a cheap magazine. Oh, this is it. Friction Zone magazine.
Oh.
You don't want to know what it's about, but I bet you.
No, I don't think so.
I bet you I can pull up a picture of friction. Here's some friction. All of course, right. This isn't coral. This is blue, so I don't know if it'll, if you'll be able to read it. If I put a fuse in this and lit it, would it blow up?
I don't hope not.
Remember, did you ever play with silly putty? Or...
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
But I never.
You never did this?
Oh, I did that a lot,
oh,
but
yeah.
I never tried to. It doesn't blow up, right?
No.
Oh, and no image came off.
No
right?
image. I
or
think
is it
yeah.
Very,
no,
very light. No.
I think
no
image. Yeah. Let's just drop it off the building and call it a day. What do you say?
Okay.
Try the black and white pages. Whoa, see, it bounces. But that's what's so interesting about this. It is, it's both liquid. I mean, if you
throw it on the floor real hard, will it break? Can you throw it hard
if you,
enough
well,
to break
you
it?
Saw what happened. If I snap it, but if I do this, it doesn't snap. It just goes.
Oh, okay. I think we've learned something here. Is to
so,
get Chad on earlier than we thought.
Okay, they're telling me that we got Crazy Aaron's thinking putty. If we got Crazy Aaron's C4 putty, that would blow up. And then they really would call him crazy. So how long do we have to freeze that putty for?
1 minute, it
said. Like, yeah, 1 or 5 minutes.
For a minute.
For a minute.
Okay, go ahead. It's been a minute. Is it very cold? It said a minute. Maybe you have to have a special kind of freezer. All right, and then you make this into a snake.
You know, that it seems to be changing color. Isn't it getting lighter in color?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? As I warm it up?
I thought it was more purpley when you took it
all
out.
All right, let's see. We got a cold one here.
Okay.
Oh, it is. Look at that. Look at that. It changes color.
It did change
so,
color.
So, hey, that's
and
pretty
now
exciting.
Put them together. There you go. It's beautiful. And now you have your Christmas gift for Lisa.
I made it for you.
It's
Wait
hand,
a minute.
It's hand-custom jewelry.
Let me put a handle on it. Oh. Now how much would you pay?
Oh, Leo, that's...
I made this for you.
That just says, nothing store-bought here, Lisa. I toil...
You wanted jewels, and I have made them for you. In my very own hands.
Yeah. I think you need to sign it.
I think you could put this in the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's Leo's ornament, his special ornament.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Just don't drop it because it's made of C4. All right. Wow. Now, we already did the faucet light. Dick knows all about that.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. Here's a staple-free stapler.
Oh.
That's going to save you some money. How much did you spend last year on staples?
Oh, wow. Oh, 39 cents, maybe 49 cents.
This stapler doesn't even need them.
No.
Watch and learn. Okay. Here I have two pieces of paper.
Okay.
And normally, with two pieces of paper, if you hold one, the other falls right away, right?
Yes.
But
insert... You're going to need metal staples to do that, pal.
Oh, no. Watch this. Here's the staple-free stapler.
What?
I punched a hole in it.
Wow.
Yeah, they're holding together.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to need a stapler, pal.
We are going to save so much money with this.
Yeah, this is good.
It's a stapler ring.
Yeah, this is excellent. But you know what, Leo? The timing could not be better.
Why is
you
that?
You can make your own confetti for New Year's Eve. It's going to take a bit of time
to cut up
100,000 pieces of paper. But you'll have all the confetti you possibly need.
Ah, look at that. And just think how much money you'll save in staples. Yeah. And look at the nice, clean appearance you get, too.
I think so. And that's the original copy of the Constitution you just did, right?
If Ben Franklin had this, he wouldn't have had to invent the paperclip. I could tell you right now.
Absolutely.
I should have read the instructions. Slide up to 4 sheets of paper against back of unit. Push down on unit and release. All sheets are now stitched together.
Put in freezer for 1 hour so the pages stay together.
Lisa, look what I got you for Christmas.
Oh. I hope she's not in the studio, otherwise the surprise is really spoiled.
It's smart putty.
I think she just drove away in a huff.
I don't think it's a huff. It looks like a Mustang. All right. Okay. Ford. She drove away in a Ford. All right. But Lisa, I could get 10 pounds of this for only $220. Now how much?
No comment.
No comment. Yeah. Mm. Well, let's see what else. Here is the Bobino Slim Pen. You turn on its side, you can't even tell it's there. Look on it front ways, it's a pen. Sideways, it's invisible. That's cool. Yeah. Look, T-shirts.
Well, how many are you going to do? Holy cow. Okay.
Now, I'm going to save these for Chad because I want to see Chad in his glow-in-the-dark interactive T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect for him. Perfect.
All right. And we won't worry about any of this other crap. Thank you, Jeff Niels. Your legacy lives on. It is strong in this one.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Boy, I'm loving this no staple stapler.
Oh, yeah, it's
Jeff is really sad that you aren't doing the big box.
The big box?
Yes.
He wants me to do the big box?
Yes,
this
apparently,
one?
Apparently he's very sad.
The keyboard?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. That's he keeps saying it in the chat room.
This is the big gadget. It's not the London Bridge, Needles. This is the big gadget. It's the Easy Eyes keyboard.
Okay.
It's yellow. That apparently is it.
And, I think the labels are just bigger.
Are the labels
it's
bigger?
Easy on your eyes. You don't have to squint to see what letter.
My Mac Pro doesn't include a keyboard, so this, Jeff Needles knows that my $3,000 Mac Pro needs a Easy Eyes keyboard. Wow, that
nice.
Is bright.
Yeah.
That is bright. It's a keyboard that looks like caution tape. Somebody in the chat room will teach you this.
And also, instead of the stupid letters being all over the place, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I know. It's so much better. It's so much better to use. There is a key that says,
That's good. Good. And they left out all the letters you don't use that often.
Q.
So it's more convenient. Yeah, Q. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Wait a minute. There's not one. There's 2 Easy Eye keyboards in this big box.
I think probably because buy one, get one free. It's more like buy one, let's get one more out
Jeff
of the warehouse.
Bought 2 of these?
No, they come that way.
They come 2x2 like the Arc. And
the
here's
right
a special easy-to-use mouse, Easy Eyes mouse. This mouse, anybody could use it, even if you didn't have any eyes. Well, thank you, Jeff. I'm glad I opened that. Oh, I get it. It's one for each eye.
Oh.
As seen on TV 634, do you get 2 keyboards?
I think with this, you just get 1.
It says 4 times larger letters. I don't think they're 4. Are they 4 times larger?
I could read the keys on the keyboard from the TD desk looking over there.
Oh, so, those are pretty big.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you could read the top row here.
Cordyop.
No, cover. Put your hand over your left eye. Now do it.
A, B, C.
Abd.
Wordy. QWERTY does it.
QWERTY. Nice and QWERTY does it. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the Gadget Warehouse portion of our show, I'd like to remind you about Hulu. Wait a minute.
Hulu.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I stapled it. I can't tell. It's all stapled together.
Wow.
It works.
It works. The stapler works. Actually, what it does is it attaches the stapler to the paper. So you can just, that's what you really need. Never so lose your stapler again.
Yeah.
Hulu Plus. Oh, I have my Hulu Plus right here. Let me just fire it up on my iPad. Hulu Plus plays on almost everything on your Chromecast. It plays on your most TVs have Hulu Plus built in now. No wonder, because Hulu Plus, and of course your portable devices, this is the iPad, Hulu Plus lets you binge on great TV. I love the Mindy Project. I got to do catch up on the Mindy Project. Sesame Street. You want to watch some Sesame Street? Actually, you know what's fun about Sesame Street? It's great for kids. There's no ads in this. And you can browse the entire series. There are 780 clips, 5 seasons of Sesame Street on here. You can also see, I like this, today's best TV moments. I'm busy doing the show. I might miss it when Tisani Chin sings I Have Nothing in the finals of The Voice. Oh, Lisa, we missed this. Oh, my goodness. Here's The Wolf of Wall Street. It's not always the thought that counts, says Lisa Simpson. There are big movies on here. There are commercial-free movies. There's entire seasons of, like, Lost is on here, The Family Guy, Doctor Who, Community. They even have the original Star Trek on here. I've got a ton of stuff in my queue because I queue up all the Saturday Night Live stuff. So here's Robert De Niro doing Saturday Night Live. You can watch that. Hulu Plus is great. And all this now, $7.99 a month for unlimited viewing on your iPad, your iPhone, on your computer, on your television, on your Roku, on your Apple TV, on your Chromecast, everywhere, even while you're flipping burgers. HuluPlus.com/twit. We're going to give you 2 weeks unlimited watching for free. So this is good. This will get you through the holidays and into the new year absolutely free. They've got a great, I've been watching it, great documentary called Behind the Mask, Inside the World of Sports Mascots. That just sounds like a joke waiting to happen. It's really great. I love it. Love The Family Guy. HuluPlus.com/twit. Go there right now. You get 2 weeks absolutely free. You can really enjoy yourself with Hulu Plus. And we thank them for their support of the Giz Wiz show. Now, oh, wait, where'd my handle go? Let's get this back on here because it's time for us to take a little hike, a little trek. You're going to need some ginger ale. Bring your ginger ale in your special can stein with you. Top first, bottom first.
I think Burke ended up doing it top first.
Top first.
I thought it was bottom, but I was wrong.
Top first and force it.
Yeah, especially when it's open like it is right now.
Oh, it works.
Hey, all right.
Nice. Works.
Well, oh, I got the hole on the wrong side. I got to take it off now.
Trust the stein.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I did dent it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your stein, and let's take a walk, shall we, down the Great White Way, which today is the Great Slushy Way. The beautiful island of Manhattan, sold to Peter Minuit by a bunch of Indians for $24 in glass beads. Today, it's worth twice that, thanks to inflation. And every bit of it is taken over by one ginormous building we know as Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
ha-ha!
He takes them out to play.
Ooh.
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
You know, I've just learned something I'm very upset about. Canada Dry?
Yeah.
Made in Plano, Texas.
Oh.
And it's wet.
What?
Okay, just saying. It's neither Canadian nor dry.
No.
So what did you fetch from the Gadget Warehouse last time?
From the warehouse, well, we have another viewer video. And I think we posted a little promo for this guy. It's Ken at Hacker Public Radio.
What? And Hacker Public Radio?
Yeah, that's what it said. All right. And well, he'll explain it in his viewer's video.
Hi, Dick and Leo. My name is Ken Fallon. The last time I spoke to you was around May 2012, where you guys congratulated Hacker Public Radio on its 1,000th episode. We've continued producing shows, but we still haven't got all to the Daily Gizwiz. Today I want to send in a submission for Gadget Warehouse. Recently, I've cleaned out my Gadget Warehouse, which was in the basement, and I've gotten rid of all of the devices that I had, both my own and ones that people gave to me. The reason mainly is because of this device. It's a Raspberry Pi. Ah. I have lots of them around the house, and generally they're as powerful as the computers that I'm recycling, but also they're very, very simple. They don't take any additional components. They're all encased in the one unit, and they're very energy efficient to run. So it simply doesn't make sense to resurrect old PCs and reuse them again. When I was bringing all these devices down to the recycling centre, there was one or two things that I just couldn't throw away. The first one was this. It's a floppy disk adapter for taking a memory card from a Fujitsu camera. That's a whopping 2 megabytes.
I never saw this. Have you, Leo?
No.
Camera is no longer with us, but this worked very, very well.
Smart media.
Long
yeah.
after the camera had gone, I used this device in order to increase the amount of size that I could put onto a single floppy disk. Strangely enough, most of the computers had no problem reading over the 1.44 megabyte size of a traditional floppy disk. But the device that I really want to share with you today is this. You can kind of guess what it is. It's got a printer connection at the side, a red ribbon that goes across to screw it in, and at the back, you guessed it, a network, two network ports, a BNC for the old coax type network, and a thin Ethernet, which is now 100 times slower than what we have today. But this was very, very useful. It came with its own cable and an additional wall socket, but I always used this cable, which would connect into a PS2 port. And for those new people among you, a PS2 port was a dedicated port for putting in a mouse and a keyboard. So you would unplug your keyboard, plug this guy in, and plug the keyboard into the back of this guy, and that would drive enough power, and you'd have two LEDs, a green and a red, and you'd know with the green one flashing if there was data going through. The reason this was so useful, the model number is a Zircam PE3-10BC. And the reason they were so useful was, back in the day, computers didn't come with network cards. So we used to add network cards to the computers. And it was always a struggle getting the DIP switches to get the correct interrupt in MS-DOS in order to load the drivers so that it could communicate with the hardware so that you could get on the network to get download all the other applications that we had. As time went on, they stopped using DIP switches and jumpers and went to using small MS-DOS utilities. Now, the problem with these ones was that every network card had its different different little program that you needed to have to configure the network card. So in order to configure the network, those were, of course, all kept on the network for us, but they mounted to a big stack of floppy disks. So what this device allowed us to do, with one floppy disk, we could boot MS-DOS, load the drivers for this guy, pull down all the drivers for all the network cards that we had in our entire organization, put them on the hard disk, and then one by one go through them until we got the right one, configure the interrupts. So this guy allowed us to get on the network, to get on the network. Brilliant, brilliant device. I liked it so much I actually went out and bought my own. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. They are available for sale still. I saw them on eBay in the UK for around $60, $70 down to something around $20. Just one other thing. Hacker Public Radio will again this year be running its New Year show. It's a 24-hour show again this year. Well, more actually, 26 hours, because we do from when the first time zone goes into the last time zone. I was just thinking it might be a great idea for something that you guys could do there on the Twit network.
I guess it's a great idea to do
a 24-hour show. Leo, you might even consider getting a tuxedo or something like that. Anyway, good luck with your guys' 24-hour show, and we'll probably call in just to say hello during it. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening to my show.
HackerPublicRadio.org. You know,
That's Ken. So
Ken, where is he? He's got that beautiful Irish lily. Are they in Ireland?
You know, I'm not even sure, but it sounded that way.
Now he says he's doing 26 hours. We're only doing 24 because, unless I'm mistaken, the Earth goes all the way around the sun. I am mistaken. The sun goes all. One of those things happens.
Yeah.
The Earth spins all the way around on its axis in a mere 24 hours. What's the extra 2 hours for?
I think they just wanted to get a nap. You see, you're doing it straight through. They're going to stop after 12 hours. Sleep
I
for
have
two
the
hours.
Time zones here right in front of me.
And then do the other two.
Well, I will definitely talk to them. Talk to them.
Great.
And that is, I agree, the Raspberry Pi is an amazing device.
Amazing. You know, and also, if you want to submit your own video, 2 to 3 minutes, your gadget warehouse, something you don't want to part with. I bought a piece of crap. I invented this, my favorite gadget of all time. Shoot a YouTube video, post it on YouTube, and send us the link, gizwiz@twit.tv. And hopefully it'll get on the show. You'll get fame and zero fortune. I'll send you an autographed Mad magazine, and Twit will send you a piece of crap. Could be the Stein, might be the stapler.
Somebody's going to get the Stein. Somebody's going to get the stapler's stapler.
Wow.
Ah!
Wow. And someone's going to get 50 pounds of silly putty.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when we listen to you, the viewers, in a section we like to call Listening to You, the Viewers.
Oh,
I haven't heard this in ages.
I've been waiting for this all year.
That is awesome.
Great. Just awesome. Great.
That's been teasing me in the sounds pile
you know,
for all year, and I'm like, there's only one episode I can play.
No, I should explain to Jason. We usually play that all year, and then only the year week of Christmas play something else.
Exactly. It's like up at Mad Magazine. We have the Christmas tree all year long, but you take it down in December.
Anybody could have a Christmas tree during Christmas.
But it was good to hear it no matter what.
This is good. You can hold a can loosely. You can swing it around.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Dry off your shirt because you spilled it all down the front.
Go ahead.
There were many letters, many emails about our photo play last week that just people were just taken by that video. And it's a guy named Joe Renato playing the photo player. And we got one from Andrew Rhymes who said, I saw you posted about Joe who plays that crazy piano. I have a better link I think you'll like. It comes from a public TV show called California Gold, where he talks in great length about the pianos. But the clip is mainly just Joe playing the piano. Mm. It's the best version I've seen, and it shows how much work it is to play the piano. Joe ends up in a sweat in less than 2 minutes.
It's good
work. So here's Joe at the photo player.
More of this. Where do you learn something like this?
I have no idea.
Maybe you're born into it.
Lynda.com?
I think they have a video, yeah.
This looks like Jason during our show.
Yeah. Yeah, this looks very familiar to me, actually.
Wow. It is.
Joe,
it's just...
I think we've got our viewers tuned in.
Oh, that's Huell Hauser.
Wondering what in the world is going on.
This Huell is going to be the next co-host on the Giz Whiz.
So, I think he expired, didn't he?
Yeah, he's not going to be very active. We'll have Chad doing his voice. Okay. That is amazing. That is really amazing. Yeah. I don't know how he... There must somewhere be a description. Now pull this, now push that, now honk the horn.
Yes, yes. In the video we showed last week, he seems to be looking at the piano roll that maybe for people not as expert as him. But he is just amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
And our email was from Andrew Rines, and he's the host of OTRWestons.com, and that stands for Old Time Radio Westerns, OTRWestons.com. So, Andrew, thanks for that additional clip of Joe Rinaudo playing the photo player.
We have now learned, this just in.
This just in.
That the island or province of Kiribati decided that it wants to be in its own time zone. And so does this mean that there would be two more hours? It's in time zone 14 instead of 12. So we had this debate, and you were right, John, because John said we have to do 26 hours of New Year's Eve, and I said that can't possibly be the case because, as I mentioned, the moon revolves around the Earth every 24 hours. So, but you were right. There is Kiribati. So, but now, does this mean if we stayed on an extra 2 hours on New Year's Day, we'd get Kiribati? Yep. Well, let's see how we feel. Enjoyed this so much and that I would like to do two additional hours to speak to Kiribati.
It might be you have to start 2 hours early.
Yeah, I think it's at the beginning.
Oh, I don't want to start 2 hours early. Yeah. I'm exhausted already.
Can't you just find somebody called Mr. Kiribati and call him?
Hello, Mr. Kiribati. Happy New Year. What?
There you go.
It's 4 a.m.
Yes. Oh, good. That's all we needed to know. Thank you.
It's pronounced Kiribati, but it's spelled K-I-R-I-B-A-T-I.
Oh.
We used to call it the Gilbert Islands.
I call it the Forrester Islands.
It was named after Gilbert Gottfried. And he called it Kiribati. Anyway, I don't. It's on the map here, and I... Leap Island. Why do they do that? Because French Polynesia, which is right next door, is 10. The Hawaiian Islands, which are a little north of them, are...
Well, you know, call French Polynesia and tell them to run over next door.
Yeah. Could you run over and just tell Kiribati we're calling?
Yeah, exactly. Well, get somebody to come over to your camera, and it'll save you a lot of time.
All right. Anyway, Dick, what a pleasure. What a joy. I will see you New Year's Eve. Now, we did invite Dick to come out, but because of his complicated schedule around CES, he declined.
Yes, exactly.
But
I'm joining you on
the magic of Skype. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do the show.
Drop in anytime, right?
You can drop in anytime. In fact, we could put you on that... double robotics thing, you can roll around the place and visit and have some punch and whatever you want to do.
There you go. I like it.
As Killer BG says, Dick, you give much pleasure to the masses.
Wow.
We salute you.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, that's not the drinking stein. Is that the instant beer stein?
That's the instant beer stein as seen on TV. Well, at least Netcast.
Wow. Oh, is there a Tiffany's in Petaluma? Because they're out of them here in New York.
This one is rubber plated for your protection. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dick. We'll see you back here for the Giz Fizz right after the radio show. And next week, 1 week from now, New Year's Eve 2013.
2 weeks from today, right? So next week is the best of.
Oh, next week's Christmas Eve.
Right.
And then 2 weeks is New Year's
Eve. Okay, so next week there's no show.
No, take it easy. Take the night off.
No show next week. Okay, very good. And then join you on New Year's Eve.
Thank you, Nicky.
That'll be our final show. Okay, bye.
I'll see you then.
You'll be there.
Jeez Louise. How many episodes have we done?